bus service provides a much needed service for the outskirts of town, Logan and Craigans being the two furthest points. It also stops at the hospital, so it's perfect for hospital appointments. The Tanya Medical Centre is at the bus station, so anyone that needs appointments or anything like that, it goes past Asda. It stops outside Asda. And for myself, with two young children, one in a pram now, and the elderly who can't maybe get around so well, there's a couple of wheelchair users as well that use the service. So it is really needed, and we are going to struggle without it.
So is it part of wider cuts from Stagecoach, this bus going?
Yeah, there's other buses that are being cut in Kilmarnock as well, I believe. There's quite a few buses out there that have been cut. I actually got a message last night from someone asking me if I could help them save their bus service. There was the 444 that's apparently being cancelled. And if I had any advice I could pass on to him about that. So it's everyone's quite annoyed at this.
How vital is the bus service to this area?
Oh, vital. It's the only one. We have the 43, which runs on the main street, which is opposite me. So for myself, yes, I could go out onto the main road and get the bus. But the 43 only goes up to Craigans a couple of times a day. I'm not entirely sure how many times, but it does go up there, but not regularly. And it's the schemes and the back roads as well. Everyone's going to have to come out to the main road, and there's some people that just can't do that.
So what's the implications for people, really? How are they going to get about?
The only other option is taxis, which is, from my house, £3 just to Asda and £3 back. Apparently, one of the main reasons that they were giving up this service was because it wasn't used by paying customers more with cards, exemption cards, disability cards, your over 60 bus pass and all that lot, and it wasn't providing enough income. But obviously that shows you the vulnerability of the people that need to use the service. So I don't understand how they can cut such a well-used and valuable service to the community.
Is this what Stagecoach are saying about it?
Well, I haven't heard from them. I have messaged them. I have invited them to come and join our group. I have had no response, no reply. I've told them that I put a link up to the group. They could come and join. A representative would be welcome to see what's been written, because I've asked the people from the group to write a paragraph of how this is going to affect themselves or their loved ones. One example was a grandpa living in Logan, who's 89, and his granddaughter's very concerned because she can't get to him if he needs her, and sometimes the contact he has with her is the only contact he has for a couple of days. So it's going to cause a lot of problems in the long run for different folk.
What are you doing about it? What's your action taking?
Well, my husband started up a petition on change.org. The last time I looked, which was this morning, we're up to 350-odd signatures. Now, I was going to be surprised if we had 100-odd, so obviously it's more important than even I thought it would be to different people. But I'm hoping that, okay, maybe it isn't worth their money financially putting on a service, but could they do something else for us, because they can't leave us with nothing.
When does the service end?
I think it's the 11th of May, so they haven't given us much notice of the ending either. It's just suddenly been, right, this is stopping, and that's that. And I know it's not just the 49, it's services, like I said, in Kilmarnock, and I think there's a Shortleys one that's being cut as well, and all different buses. So it is going to affect a lot of people.
And what would you say to them?
Well, I would say, couldn't we, as a community, be informed first, maybe given a choice, either an option of a two-hourly service? Because this service used to be two every hour. It used to be 10 past the hour and 20 to the hour. And then when it went to 1 hour, a lot of folk were quite upset, because when it was twice an hour, one bus used to go around the scheme, the other bus used to go straight down to the town. So if you needed to get to the scheme, it was fine. You got one every hour. But now it's every 2 hours if you need to go to the backs of beyond or wherever you need to go. And now it's nothing. So couldn't they give us a choice or another option of a service? Even if it is a two-hour service, then it would at least give people a chance to maybe make doctor's appointments around it, make hospital appointments around it. Just make their day around the bus timetable for those that have no other transport. Myself, I don't drive. And to get a bus to Kilmarnock, trying to walk a five-year-old down the road and a buggy is not the easiest thing. So I get the 49 from mine down to the Tanyard bus station and then straight onto the 76, because that's the one that the timetables run into each other, so it's perfect. But for other folk that aren't as ably to walk as I can, it's just going to be a nightmare. So some sort of other subsidised service or something would be great. If this is something that affects you, any bus service, you know, the 49, the 444, that's the only ones that I know of at the moment, but you need to do something about it. You need to be heard, otherwise you will get ignored. So put up petitions, you know, make yourself heard, take a stand.